For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish justice and to sustain it from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord's armies will accomplish this. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favorite woman, the Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked, "How can I have a baby since I'm a virgin?" The angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One born will be called the Son of God." The birth of Jesus Christ came about in this way. After his married mother had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now, all of this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated, "God is with us." This prophecy from Isaiah 7:14 was given 700 years before Jesus was born. When Joseph woke up, he did exactly as the Lord commanded him, and he married her. And in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is also called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him, and she was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the field and keeping watch over their flock at night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David was born for you the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to the people that he favors." When the angel had left and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see this great thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. After seeing them, they reported the message that they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who's been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star rising and we have come to worship him." When Herod heard this, he was deeply disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. So he assembled all the chief priests and the scribes of the people and asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they told, "because this is what was written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, because out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people.'" This prophecy, found in Micah 5:2, was given 700 years before Jesus was born. Then Herod secretly summoned the wise men and asked them the exact time that the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go search carefully for the child. When you find the child, report back to me so that I too can go and worship." After hearing the king, they went on their way. And there it was, the star. They had seen it rising. It led them until it came and stopped above the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw Mary, his mother, and falling to their knees, they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route. After they were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared again to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, he took the child and his mother during the night, and they escaped to Egypt. He stayed there until Herod's death, so that that which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod When he realized that he had been outwitted by the wise men, he flew into a rage. He gave orders to massacre all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and younger, in keeping with the time that he learned from the wise men. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, because those who intended to kill him are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and entered the land of Israel. But when he heard that Herod's son was ruling over Israel, he was afraid to go. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the region of Galilee. Then he went and settled in a town called Nazareth to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is the Christmas story.